Welcome to Below the 10, a series about life in South LA. I'm David Weinberg, a reporter for KCRW in Los Angeles. Back in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, hundreds of thousands of New Orleanians evacuated to cities all over the country. One of those people was Cassandra Cousin. She evacuated to Los Angeles, where she had family. Eventually, residents were allowed back into the city. But by then, Cassandra had started to have doubts about going back. A few weeks ago, while I was talking to Cassandra Cousin, a very rare thing happened. It rained here in Los Angeles.
It was nice having the rain because we need it here in California. I miss that rain from New Orleans. I also miss New Orleans. So I didn't want to come this far, but I had no other choice.
Cassandra wears her hair pulled back tight in a ponytail, though a few tiny wisps of hair escape and hang down beside her sparkly hoop earrings. When she smiles, a glimmer from a silver tooth in the back of her mouth peeks out. She was born and raised in New Orleans.
I'm from the 7th Ward area, right off St. Bernard Avenue, around Corpus Christi Catholic Church. Yeah, I just made 59 July 12.
Cassandra's evacuation was not her first trip to Los Angeles. In 1979, her cousin Donna, who was already living here, convinced her to move out. And Cassandra got a place in Inglewood.
And Donna got me a job working for Carte Blanche Credit Cards on Wilshire and Normandy. And I used to catch the bus every morning. I used to catch that 6 o'clock bus every morning. And I loved it working there. But then my mother got sick. And I said, well, I better go home.
A few days before Katrina hit, Cassandra got heat stroke. She was taken to the hospital in an ambulance.
And so that's when a couple of days later, they was talking about the storm was coming. And I tell you, it was bad. When we was looking at it out the windows, a lot of them girls and stuff was in there so scared, you know. But I was used to hurricanes because I had been in so many of them. I had been in Betsy. I had been in Andrew. Ivan wasn't so bad. But Katrina was the worst. Oh, my Jesus. Katrina was a disaster. And so another reason why I don't want to go back down there, because I don't want to be in another hurricane, because it was just too much for me.
After the storm, buses came and picked up Cassandra and the other patients and took them to a small town in Louisiana.
And I can't remember the name of the town, but I know the population was not even over 200. And then they put us in their hospital. So we stayed there for 2 weeks. And then they came and told us that we had to leave. We had to either contact a family member or somebody that could come and pick us up. So when I called my family member, they were all gone because everybody had left. And they told me that they had a lot of people where they was, and they didn't have any more room for me. So what I did was, you know, I said, well, I have a cousin in California, which was Donna. But when I came here, I was at the airport. I was lost. It was like I was just totally lost. And so I thought about the Red Cross. So I went directly to the Red Cross.
The Red Cross put Donna up in a hotel, a travel lodge just east of Hollywood. From there, she was able to get in touch with her cousin Donna.
She came, got me, and I just spent like a weekend by her home. And then I went back to the hotel, and I stayed in there for 6 months. And I was by myself. And, you know, it was really hard. It was a hard thing, but at least I had shelter.
Cassandra remembers other evacuees showing up at the hotel. Three guys moved into the room next to her, a couple of women on the other side, a family down the hall, but one by one, all of them left, until she was the only Katrina survivor living at the hotel.
And then I went into a severe depression. I mean, a severe depression, you know, because I had been to Los Angeles, but I never knew nothing how to get around in Los Angeles. It was really, really overwhelming for me because I didn't want to leave home. I wanted to go back home, you know, but I wasn't able to go back because the conditions, you know, were not good.
Every day, Cassandra would get up and take the bus to the Red Cross. The Red Cross provided meals and a social worker, a lifeline who helped her deal with the loneliness and worked to find her an apartment. And occasionally, she went to her cousin's church, St. Brigid, a Catholic parish in South L.A., near the intersection of Slauson and Western. When the church was founded in 1920, the neighborhood was predominantly white. Over the last 95 years, the demographics have shifted. Whites moved out, African Americans from the South moved in, and today the neighborhood is primarily Latino, though the majority of the congregation is still African American, more than half of whom trace their roots back to Louisiana.
The people was just, you know, so nice to me. Even some of them even helped me, you know, like gave me money to buy shoes and stuff like that.
Another member of the church talked to his landlord. He had an apartment for rent. He let Cassandra move in using her housing voucher. It was a one-bedroom at 54th and Crenshaw. Cassandra called up her son Eric and told him he should move out to Los Angeles and live with her.
So when he came here, he didn't like it at all. He wanted to directly go back home. So the church gave him a job. And when the church gave him a job, he changed his mind. Now he loves it out here.
Cassandra's son is one of the reasons she decided to stay in Los Angeles. She thinks the opportunities for him here in California are better than in Louisiana.
Oh, yes, yes, Lord, yes. I'd rather him out here.
He just completed a master's degree in human resources at the University of Phoenix and is planning on getting a doctorate. He now works at Home Depot.
Since he got the job at Home Depot, he's been there a whole year, and he loves his job. No, I wouldn't want him to be in Louisiana, no.
Today, Cassandra and her son live in a house next door to St. Bridget Catholic Church. It owns the property and rents it to Cassandra and her son. It's a light brown bungalow with white iron bars on the windows and a small porch. A towering palm tree shoots up from the backyard. Pretty much every Saturday at 4 p.m., Cassandra takes the short walk out her front door to the church to attend Mass. She sits near the front. A stained glass window depicting the Virgin Mary looks down on her. On the opposite wall, a portrait of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. hangs above the organist.
The services are beautiful at the church. It really is, the services. And, you know, I always did say, you know, the closer you are to God, the better your life will be. He sure eases my pain.
A few weeks ago, Cassandra took a trip back to New Orleans to visit family. It was hard.
Oh, my God. I hated to come back because I had that kindness, you know, with the people and the hospitality. I was so full of joy. I really was. And I'm trying to keep it on me while I'm here, that feeling.
Cassandra says she doesn't have any plans to move back to New Orleans.
But I'm contented where I'm at. I'm contented. Sometimes I wasn't, but, you know, I guess everybody have them kind of days, you know? I think I'm going to stay here. I think I will.
This project is supported by a grant from the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation. You can find more about the series at belowthe10.com. That's T-E-N. There, you'll find tons of fantastic visual elements. There's videos and photos of some of the people in the series. There's interactive maps and beautiful illustrations. The series was reported and produced by me, David Weinberg, with Alexandra Garrettin. It was edited by Sonia Geis and Nick White, and the digital team was run by Caitlin Schamberg. Thanks for listening.